So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught, "He v'lachma min ha-maiser, yavi kamash another." If a person made a neder to bring both the korban toida and its lachem from maiser sheni, he may bring them both from maiser. However, the Mishnah concludes, "V'lo yavi mechita maiser sheni ela memoyis maiser sheni." The lechem may not come from wheat of maiser sheni, but from money of maiser sheni. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes in this halacha. Reb Zera holds, "Lo ishanu ela mechita maiser sheni lo yavi av mechita nalekuches b'moyis maiser sheni yavi." The lechem may not come from the original wheat separated from Maaser Sheni, but the lechem may come from wheat bought with money of Maaser Sheni. While Rabbi Yirmiyah holds, "Afilu mechit nalekuches b'moyis Maaser Sheni lo yavi." The lechem may not come even from wheat bought with money of Maaser Sheni. I think Mark explains that the machlekes is based on how we interpret the source for this isser of a lo yavi mechit de Maaser Sheni. And the Gemara elaborates, "Taide mehecha kiyalfas lam mishlam, vishlam misham sham mimaiser." The source that a korban toida may be bought with the money of Maaser Sheni is through a hekesh, a comparison from toida to shlam, and the words toida shlamav in the pasuk achalis lechem chametz yakov karbani al zevach toida shlamav. And the source that a korban shlamav may be bought with money of Maaser Sheni is through a gzeira shav from shlam to Maaser Sheni in the word sham. The pasuk of Maaser Sheni states v'nesata b'kesef v'chalta sham, and the pasuk of shlam states v'zevach shlam v'chalta sham. Mas sham dehasam Maaser av sham deshlam and Maaser. Now, Reb Zera, who holds lo yishana el mechite maaser sheni lo yavi av mechite nalekuches b'moyis maaser sheni yavi, explains the hekesh of toide to shlam as follows: ma shlam me ingufen maaser av toide nami ingufen maaser. Just as in the case of a carbon shlam, the animal is bought only with money of maaser sheni, but cannot come from the original wheat of maaser sheni because it's an animal, so too the lechem may come only from the money of maaser sheni, but not from the original wheat of maaser sheni. And therefore, however, v'hani chita lekuchis b'moyis maaser sheni, nami ingufan maaser. The lechem may come from wheat bought with money of maaser sheni, because it's not the original maaser sheni. While Rabbi Yirmi, who holds afilu mechita lekuchis b'moyis maaser sheni lo yavi, explains the hekesh differently. Mashlam ein min maaser, avtoida ein min maaser. Just as in the case of carbon shlam, the animal is not in the same category as the produce of maaser sheni, so too the lechem may come only from money of maaser sheni, which is not in the category of produce. But the lechem may not come from wheat of maaser sheni, because they are the same category, both are wheat. And therefore, lafuki chit na lekuchis b'mois maaser sheni de min maaser ninu. The lechem may not come even from wheat bought with maaser sheni money, because the wheat is the same category as maaser sheni. The Gemara proceeds with the machlokes in the case of amatvis mois maaser sheni l'shlam. If a person consecrated maaser sheni money to be used to buy a korban shlam, Rabbi Yechon amar kani, Rabbi Elazar amar loy kani. Rabbi Yechon holds that the Kedusha Shlam takes effect and the Maaser Sheni money must be used only for Shlam. While Rabbi Elazar holds that the Kedusha Shlam does not take effect and the Maaser Sheni money may be used for all food items. Avigmar explains that there is no machlokes according to the opinion of Rabbi Huda that Maaser Sheni mamon hedyahu, Maaser Sheni belongs to its owner, and therefore all agree that kani, the Kedusha Shlam takes effect because it's stronger than Kedusha Maaser Sheni. The machlokes is only according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that Maaser mamon gevayahu, Maaser Sheni belongs to Hashem and not the owner, therefore, Rabbi Elazar holds loy kani because de loy alim kedushas hashlam lamechal kedushas maaser sheni. The kedushas shlam does not take effect because it's not stronger than kedushas maaser sheni. While Rabbi Yechon holds kani because kiven the maaser karelei shlamim kimatfes le nami tafes. Since there's a gzeir shav from shlam to maaser sheni through the word sham, the kedushas shlam can take effect on maaser sheni money. Zak the Mishnah minayin loy maharelei taida shlo yove ilam nachulun. One who makes a neder to bring a korban toida without specifying is obligated to buy the animal from chulin money because the pasuk of korban pesach states v'zavachta pesach l'shem lekecha tzayin levaker v'haloi pesach em ba elam nakfasim em neizim. Why does the pasuk mention baker regarding korban pesach, which can only be brought from sheep or goats and not from cattle? Rather, l'hakish kol abba menatzayinim menabaker l'pesach. We must interpret the pasuk as a hekesh from korban pesach that comes from kvasim ve'izim to all other korbanos that come from tzayin levaker that teaches. Ma pesach davar shebecheva ve'im ba elam nachulin av kol davar shebecheva im ba elam nachulin. Just as the korban pesach, which is obligatory, comes only from chulin, so to all korbanos that are obligatory must come only from chulin. And therefore, ha'ima harelai toida harelai shlamim ha'il ban chayva lo yaviya elam nachulin. If a person makes a neder to bring a toida or shlam, since the neder is now an obligation, he must bring his korban only from chulin. However, when the sachem mechamakim lo yaviya elam nachulin. Minchas Nesachim has come only from Chulin, regardless of whether the carbon is a ned or a nedava, because Nesachim de kol ninu lo yavim in a meiser. Nesachim are not eaten, but consumed by the Mizbeach. Therefore, they may not be bought with Meiser Sheni money. The Gemara proceeds with a brayso that shows that the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that the halacha of Dabar Shebechayva Bamin HaChulin is derived from Korban Pesach. And he offers two sources that Korban Pesach itself must come from Chulin. The first source is a Mamatzin, a comparison from Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Dairis. Ma Pesach Amma Bim Mitzrayim Loi Ba'a Elam HaChulin, a Pesach Amma L'Dairis Loi Ba'a Elam HaChulin. Just as the first Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim was only from Chulin because there was no Maaser there, so to the Korban Pesach of future generations must also come only from Chulin. Rabbi Akiva, however, rejected the Mamatzina for two reasons. Ain't done an Efsha Misha Yafsha. We cannot derive Pesach Deris that can come from Maaser from Pesach Mitzrayim that cannot come from Maaser. While Rabbi Eliezer holds done an Efsha Misha Yafsha, we can derive Pesach Deris from Pesach Mitzrayim even though it cannot come from Maaser. And in addition, Rabbi Akiva says, Mala Pesach Mitzrayim shekein ain't toin matan dum veimum legab mizbeach. Toin Pesach Deris shekein matan dum veimum legab mizbeach. Perhaps only Pesach Mitzrayim came from Chulin because it's different than Shlom in that it did not require Mizbeach for the blood and fats. But Pesach Deris may come even from Maaser because it is like Shlom and it both require Mizbeach for the blood and the fats. Therefore, like Shlom, it can also come from Maaser Sheni. While Rabbi Eliezer holds it's not a Pircha because Pesach Midbar Yechiach. Shetom Matan Dam Veimum Legab Mizbeach. The Korban Pesach that was brought in the Midbar came from Chulin even though it did require Mizbeach, and so too Pesach Deris must come from Chulin even though it requires Mizbeach. The second source is through a hekesh from Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Deris, as the pasuk states, "Vavatu es avoda azos b'chodesh hazeh, sheyu kol avoda shel chodesh hazeh kazeh." All karbanos that are brought in Chodesh Nisan, the Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Deris, must be the same and come only from Chulin. And on this source, there is no pircha because im hashivin al hekesh, a hekesh cannot be refuted. In the next shiur, we will discuss Rabbi Akiva's source for kol davar shebechayva im ba elam nachulin.